Well, on behalf of my colleagues, let me just say that we are very pleased to present our work to you this morning, Save Half for Later, Engaging East and Central Harlem Restaurants in the Campaign Against Obesity and Diabetes. We have no personal financial relationships to disclose relevant to this presentation. My presentation this morning will provide background on the current status of obesity and diabetes in the U.S., as well as talk a little bit about the situation in East and Central Harlem, New York. I'll discuss how a restaurant-based portion control campaign called Save Half for Later was created in East and Central Harlem, present results from our pilot, and discuss lessons learned and ways to strengthen the program. I think perhaps most of this audience is very familiar with some of these statistics. Over two-thirds of adults and nearly one-third of children in the U.S. are overweight or obese. About one in four American adults have prediabetes and one in 12 diabetes. And we know that racial ethnic disparities do exist. Blacks and Latinos in the U.S. have disproportionately more obesity, more prediabetes, and diabetes compared to their white counterparts. Dining out may be part of the obesity-diabetes problem, and as you will hopefully come away with from this presentation, can also be part of the solution. The CDC estimates that meals prepared outside the home may account for up to one half of household food dollars spent. And purchased meals often contain much larger portions, leading many diners to consume far more calories than they would in a home-cooked meal. Furthermore, meals from outside the home tend to be higher in saturated fat, cholesterol, and sugar. And consumers who eat out or take out are less likely to eat fruits, vegetables, and low-fat dairy products. So the overarching goal of our intervention, Save Half for Later, is to encourage restaurant patrons to control their portions while dining out. The protocol is fairly simple. Restaurant servers take table orders as usual, and then they ask patrons if they would like to save half for later. If patrons are interested, the servers bring a free reusable container at the time the meal is served, and patrons pack half their food for later at the start of the meal, which helps avoid overeating. The USDA's 2010 Dietary Guidelines for Americans include 23 key recommendations for the general population. The recommendations are intended as an integrated set of advice to achieve an overall healthy eating pattern. More consumer-friendly advice and tools are always being developed to help consumers translate the dietary guidelines into their everyday lives. And Save Half for Later is a program that attempts to do that as well, by promoting two of the USDA's key messages, which are enjoy your food, but eat less, and avoid oversized portions. Enter the Community's Impact Diabetes Center, a CDC-funded REACH U.S. Center for Excellence for the Elimination of Disparities, which developed and piloted Save Half for Later. Impact, for short, is a collaboration between researchers and community partners working to address diabetes disparities among African Americans and Latinos, first locally in East Harlem, New York, and then beyond. And these are local statistics for the community in which our center is based and carries out most of its programmatic activities. East and Central Harlem. As you can see here, East and Central Harlem residents are predominantly non-white, low income, have low education, and tend to be in poorer health due to chronic conditions compared to Manhattan and New York City overall. One-third of East Harlem adults is overweight, and another third is obese, which is the highest proportion of obese adults among all neighborhoods in New York City. East Harlem, unfortunately, also has the highest diabetes mortality rate in New York City. For this effort, we engaged our community academic coalition, which included community members and representatives, clinicians, and restaurant owners. Together, they came up with a plan to engage restaurants and to evaluate the pilot. A really neat thing that we convened was an art competition with local middle schoolers, and the winner's artwork was used to develop our final promotional items for the campaign, which you'll see in just a second. So pictured here are some of our campaign materials. On the left is an example of one of our English posters. All of our written materials were available in English and Spanish, given our target population. And that graphic right in the center of the poster was an adaptation of the winning student's artwork submission. On the upper right is a photo of our Safe Hack for Later container, which is microwavable and reusable for all you environmentally friendly folks, because I've gotten that before. And on the lower right corner is a customer is demonstrating how they saved half for later, how they saved half of their lunch for later at Sylvia's, which is a very famous restaurant in Harlem, New York, and one of our participating restaurants. For this effort, we were interested only in restaurants that offered full table service and that served individual plates, so no buffet or family style sort of settings. To recruit participants, we visited restaurants in person to engage them in the campaign. We spoke with owners and managers and told them that we would incentivize it through providing a coupon incentive program, which meant that restaurants got reimbursed 50 cents for redeeming a $2 Save Half for Later coupon. They got marketing and publicity through website linkages and publicity via the coupon and other methods. And we actually also held fun portion control events outside the restaurant, which were educational and motivational events about portion control and linking that to diabetes to draw more potential customers to the restaurant. And the photo there on the bottom corner is one of these events. In terms of an evaluation plan, we decided to do a baseline survey with owners and managers of eligible restaurants, a 3-month follow-up survey with managers, owners of participating restaurants, and in addition, we conducted informal, periodic, in-person visits and phone calls to check in and see if the campaign was being implemented, how it was going, how it was being received. And the first visit of these was usually completed 2 weeks after a restaurant was trained and received materials. We figured that was enough time for them to organize themselves and launch the program at their site. We identified 244 restaurants in our target area by going out into the community and enumerating every restaurant. Of the 244, we identified 64, or 26%, were determined to be eligible for Save Half for Later. We were able to complete baseline surveys with 31 of these restaurants. The remaining restaurants we were not able to complete a baseline survey with fell into one or more of the following categories. We were never able to reach the owner, and staff did not have the authority to do the survey or make a decision regarding participation in the campaign, or the owner-manager felt that their business was not compatible with the program, i.e. they felt they served small enough portions already, and thus weren't willing to take part in the survey, and other owners' managers outright refused to take part in the survey. Of the 31 eligible restaurants surveyed, 39% were classified themselves as a Spanish Latino type restaurant, 26% a Southern soul food. The rest were mainly Italian, African, Middle Eastern restaurants. All but one also offered takeout. 70% of respondents said that customers asked for a take-home container less than 25% of the time, so this was not a high percentage doggy bag customer population at all. At baseline, we asked restaurant owners, managers about various factors that might affect the portion sizes they serve. Cost was the biggest factor affecting portion sizes of food served, followed by the presentation of the food and customers' expectations. All believe that customer expectations increase portion size, so you're sort of getting more for your buck. Seasonal availability was one factor that seemed to decrease portion sizes for half of the restaurants surveyed. We also assessed restaurant owners' managers' attitudes towards large portion sizes, and the results were somewhat conflicting in that they were equally likely to believe that it was the customer's responsibility to eat healthy, as they were to say that restaurants have a social responsibility to promote health. The majority of the owners and managers we surveyed believed that large portions are a problem for people trying to control their weight, that their customers are interested in healthy eating, and that their customers would be responsive to the Save Half for Later program. We also asked them about their personal experience with diabetes. 21% had diabetes themselves. 68% of owners and managers had a friend or family member with diabetes, and 81% knew of a friend or family member that was trying to lose weight. Of the 31 restaurants that completed a baseline survey, 17 restaurants were trained and received campaign materials. 5 of these 17 never actually participated, meaning campaign materials were distributed to them, but they never displayed them, and servers never introduced the Safe Half for Later program to customers. We found this out through our in-person visits. If at the initial 2-week visit they had not launched the program, we spoke to them, kind of reassessed their interest, and gave them another opportunity to launch the program. If after one more visit they had not implemented the program, they were essentially dropped. So we were left with 12 participating restaurants. 1/3 were Spanish Latino, 1/6 African, 1/6 Southern Soul, 1/6 American, 1 was Mediterranean, and another Italian. And from the 3-month post-implementation follow-up survey, we learned from participating owners and managers that 100% of them received, as a result of the program, 100% received positive feedback from customers. So there was no negative feedback that they were getting from their customers, which was great. 8 introduced healthier options, such as a diabetes, introducing diabetes-friendly menu items or more vegetables on their menu. 2 said the campaign increased publicity for their restaurant. 1 restaurant decreased their portion sizes, and 1 said it made customers view the restaurant more positively. So this is an end of 9. Remember, we have 12 participating restaurants. We're in the process of following up with the 3 remaining participating restaurants to gather their information as well. And there were quite a few lessons we learned from conducting this pilot. First, the good news is that there are restaurants and customers who are enthusiastic and willing to participate, which was great because we went into this not really knowing if that was going to happen. 2nd, support and buy-in from the owner-manager, of course, is critical. Without their support, there is 0% chance that this will get launched in any restaurant. 3rd is, this is a program that is labor and resource intensive to get off the ground. For instance, restaurants required more training on how to implement the campaign than we initially expected. We thought we're going to go and talk to the restaurant owner manager, drop off some folders and toolkits. This is how you're going to train your staff. It wasn't happening. We had to schedule the training, get the staff together, and do sort of an in-service learning training with them. And they also required very regular active follow-up to encourage them to keep with the program and see how they were implementing it. Moreover, a clear message is necessary. Even with training, some servers were still confused and gave the container after the meal. They're just so accustomed to doing this that it was hard for them to break the habit. And lastly, be creative in incentivizing and do it often. We have to think about incentivizing participation for the owner-manager, but also for the wait staff. So what's in it for the wait staff? And lastly, I'd like to thank, of course, our funders from the Centers for Disease Control, the New York State Health Department. We want to acknowledge the efforts of our Communities Impact Diabetes Center Task Force, who worked with us to develop the campaign, as well as the East Harlem Diabetes Center of Excellence Advisory Board. Then we definitely want to thank our Safe Half for Later participating restaurants, which are listed there, and our many recruiters who went out to enumerate these restaurants and spent time encouraging these restaurants to continue with the program. We do have an email address at Impact. If you have any questions, feel free to email. Safe Half for Later does have a website, and we actually have a 2-minute Safe Half for Later YouTube video, which it turned out to be great because that we can spread it. I didn't want to show it here because I thought I might be a little bit short on time. Yeah. But I do definitely encourage you. It's only 2 minutes. It's kind of just is a visual of how do you do Safe Half for Later, and it was a great training tool that we went out with laptops and used to train restaurant owners and servers. Thank you very much. Okay. Okay.